From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled Successful Christian Living, based on Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Here we find God's definition of success. Knowing God is real success and prosperity. Also, we see the importance of being in the center of God's will, being where the Lord would have us to be. Then, God had already promised the land, but it was up to Joshua and the army of Israel to possess it. The context tells us that Joshua was alone when the Lord came to him. How vital it is for God's people to get alone with Him and to learn on their knees the power and majesty of God. Before continuing the message, Dr. Cairns takes time to answer life's most important question. What must I do to be saved?
Some people have to face some extreme circumstances before they ever come to their senses. I had a very dear friend who's now with the Lord. He lived to be over 100 years old. As often as I could, I would visit him. I loved to talk to him, hear his experiences, and hear his testimony to the grace of God in his life. My friend had been a soldier in the First World War. He had served and fought in some of the bloodiest battlefields in history. He had witnessed things that leave a searing impression upon the mind. He used to say, "War hardens you. War does terrible things to you." And he described the effects of what he had seen. Throughout all those years of war, and when he came back to Ireland, of civil unrest and almost civil war, where his life was in danger every day that he lived, he was unsaved, uncaring, unmoved, and though he knew the gospel, yet disinterested. However, he got married, and the Lord blessed his wife and him with a beautiful baby. A few years went by, and he was still careless, making enough money for the family, and living for himself, and careless about the things of God, believing the gospel to be true, but having no time for it in his own life. Then his little boy had an accident and was badly, badly burned. They rushed him to the local hospital, and there the doctors fought to save his life. My friend, the man who had come through war, who had faced death, without shedding a tear, without once showing emotion or fear, now trembled like a leaf in a gale. And the tears coursed down his cheeks, and he realized that when he most needed to be able to cry to God, he couldn't cry, and he couldn't pray. And as he stood there watching his little infant die, his heart was finally smitten as to what a hard-hearted sinner he was. And in the presence of the death of his little one, Hugh James bowed the knee and accepted Christ. He became a man of God, a mighty man of God. But how much it took to get him to come to his senses. It was a similar case with the Philippian jailer. He had obviously heard something of the gospel from Paul's message in Philippi. But he cast Paul into the inner prison. He kept him bound in the stocks there. He was ready to make sure he couldn't get away. And he was ready to live life without any reference to the things of God. Then there came an earthquake. The prison was thrown open. by the force of that violent earthquake. And that man, charged with so many prisoners, was about to commit suicide when Paul intervened to say, "Do yourself no harm, we're all here." Trembling, the man asked, "What must I do to be saved?" He had come to his senses. The prodigal son had to be reduced to penury and poverty and hunger and shame before at last he came to his senses. Let me ask you, have you ever come to your senses to recognize your need of Christ? Have you ever come to your senses to recognize that you ought to get to the feet of Jesus and in repentance and faith receive Him as personal Savior and Lord? What will it take to get you to come to your senses? What must I do to be saved? The answer is always the same. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just believe about Him. Believe on Him. Commit yourself to Him in trust, in penitent faith. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Are you saved? Have you the joyous assurance of faith in Christ? Or are you still going on blithely and blindly, ignoring what you know to be true, failing to come to Jesus Christ? What will it take to bring you to your senses?
As you enjoy this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, we'd like to call your attention to a new publication. The Free Presbyterian Church has produced a devotional book entitled A Word in Season. Here is an ideal companion for your daily Bible reading and prayer. In a beautiful hardcover edition, A Word in Season contains 366 clear, concise Bible studies on the major themes of Scripture concerning what it means to be a Christian. Each day it brings you a text of Scripture with a short study to edify and encourage you. At the back of the book is a section, Begin and End the Day with Scripture, which sets out a schedule of daily Bible readings designed to take you through the entire Bible once and the Psalms and New Testament twice in 2 years. The title, A Word in Season, recognizes that we all face different situations and have different needs in our Christian walk. Whatever your season, youth or old age, sickness or health, happiness or sadness, blessing or bereavement, here are messages that will minister the truth of God's Word to your heart. The price is $20, which includes postage and handling. To obtain a copy of A Word in Season, you may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Or you may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Be sure to obtain your copy of A Word in Season.
The truth of the matter is that God's will for His people is fullness. I've referred to John 7 there and the fullness of the rivers. You take the three great references to the water of life in the Gospel of John. In John 3, you're born of water and of the Spirit. I said when I was dealing with John 3 some months ago that is a figure of speech that is called Hendiades. It is using two terms to speak of one thing. Water and the Spirit is simply a figure of speech that says you're born of that spiritual water. The Old Testament is full of references to spiritual water, especially the prophecy of Ezekiel. It's the new birth he's talking about. There's the water of salvation bringing you to life. John 4, he says to the woman at the well,
Whoso drinketh of this water, of Jacob's well, shall thirst again. But whoso drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him, a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. Water in John 3 is salvation. Water in John 4 is inner satisfaction. But when you get to John 7, you've got the fullness. And here you've service. And it's only when you get to the fullness that you can really be of much service. This is what the Lord has died for. This is the purpose of God for His people. To get into the fullness. That's the promised land. I wonder, are you facing the challenge of going in? Or have you simply settled down on the borders of Canaan, saved and thoroughly stuck? That's not success. Successful Christian living is facing the challenge of possessing our possessions. I wonder, can the words of Obadiah verse 17 be said of us? Upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. What has God promised us individually? What has God promised us for our families? What has God promised us for our church? What has God promised us for our public service? Let us lay hold on what God has promised. Let us see what our possessions really are and face the challenge and go possess them in the name of Jesus Christ. That is success. Another detail in Joshua you will see is maintaining our separation unto God. First thing Joshua had to do when he came through the Jordan into the promised land was to come to the place called Gilgal. Gilgal was the place where the covenant of circumcision was renewed. It was the place of rolling away shame. It was the place of dealing with the accretions of sin and the accumulation of backsliding. Gilgal was the place of getting right with God and separating their lives afresh unto the Lord. What is success in the Christian life? It is living a separated life unto God. It is maintaining the covenant of a circumcised heart. It is maintaining a life of strict and utter separation unto Him. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18, you have very famous verses that have usually been quoted in fundamentalist churches as a reason to separate from denominational apostasy. And certainly these verses teach that. But unfortunately, in so applying them, we have forgotten the personal application. This is what they say, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Now, the unclean thing in Corinth may have been an idol. But looking at the context of the Corinthian letters, it may have been immoral living. Or it may have been declining standards of separation. Or it may have been a backbiting tongue or a device of spirit. Or it may have been doctrinal laxity. All these unclean things were afflicting the church in Corinth. And the apostle says, come out from among them and be ye separate and do not touch that unclean thing. There's a wealth of wisdom there. Now I'm going to be very brutally frank with you, as I am with myself. We've got to learn this. Christians will often come lamenting to God when they're defeated. And they cry for forgiveness and they pray for grace.
But the very next time they come in contact with the thing that defeated them, they touch it, they fondle it, they embrace it, and then at the last minute they want to step back from it, and you can't do that. You put your feet in fire, don't ask God to stop you getting blistered. It's not going to happen. You're going to be burned. Touch not the unclean thing. Separate from it. That's success, because the Lord goes on to say, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Separation from sin in order to communion with God. That's the great rationale for separated living. I will receive you. I'll be a father unto you, and you'll be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. What is success in the Christian life? It's maintaining your separation. It's victory over sin. It's communion with God. If you follow Joshua outside the city of Jericho, you'll see that successful living is accepting the sovereign lordship of Christ. Because before Joshua would go to the battle of Jericho, he went alone outside. And the Lord met with him. The angel of the Lord came. Can I say to you, before any great enterprise in life, get away from the crowd. Even from the crowd of God's people. Before any great enterprise, get away from the noise and get alone with God. Get alone with God. So many Christians are afraid of that place of silence, that place of being utterly alone with their God. That's the reason why we so often fall flat on our faces. Joshua got alone. And in chapter 5 of this great book, verse 13 to 15. When he lifted up his eyes and looked, behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua immediately challenged him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? Listen to the answer. Nay. Now the Lord could have said, I'm for you. That would have been true. But he had a lesson to teach Joshua. Nay, you've got your terms all wrong, Joshua. As captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. Notice what Joshua did. He fell on his face to the earth, and he did worship, and he said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? What saith my Lord unto his servant? The moment before, are you for me? Once he finds out to whom he's speaking, he acknowledges his lordship. That's the attitude of real success. The absolute acknowledgement of the lordship of Christ. As many of you, probably most of you know, I was saved as a boy in the Salvation Army. I grew up looking at a picture of the great first general of the Salvation Army, William Booth. That picture is still emblazoned in my brain to this day. A man for whom I have great respect. William Booth was asked on one occasion the secret of his great success. The great old warrior looked at his questioner. Tears ran down his face, and he said, I'll tell you the secret. God has had all there was to have of me. God has had all there was to have of me. That is successful living.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.